We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
No games on the schedule? That doesn't stop us from talking football. It's time for the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are your hosts, past WFCA president and associate head coach at Arrowhead, Tom Swiddle, and the Fans High School insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show. As always, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern, two co-hosts this week. Tom Swiddle, associate head coach at Arrowhead. Doug Sarver, he is the athletic director at St. Francis. Our next guest, he is Dennis Gadle. He's the head coach at Marshfield, and he was going to be the head coach for the North Large team for the All-Star game. Hey, Dennis, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Just got in from outside and had taken a little break from doing some yard work.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm going to start the same question I've asked the other coaches we've had on. I know it's very disappointing that this All-Star game has been canceled. I'm wondering, you know, how you're feeling personally about that.
Well, the big thing and one of the biggest reasons why I signed on to coach this year was, you know, I had a senior son and would have been one more time that I could have got to coach him and was kind of coerced into doing some things and putting my name in the hat by a couple coaches in the league, and they said they had a great time coaching their sons during the summer at the All-Star game, and I kind of, you know, I started thinking about it, and I played in 1988 in the game, and I coached him with Coach Jim Brinker later on, and then my old mentor Len Lukey, we coached together in the game, and I thought, you know, hey, I'm 50, it's about my time, I need to give back a little bit and enjoy the time with my son. So it would have been a fun time. And I also just appreciate the athletic ability of all the kids that sign up and throw their names in the hat to play in this game. And the kids that we coached against and the kids that you see reading the papers and then watch on TV and things like such that you can coach them and see how really awesome it is to coach a team of all-stars that could run your offense and see what it would look like with these kind of talent in the game.
Hey, Dennis, Tom Swiddle here. You know, I had the opportunity to coach my son in the game, and my heart goes out to you for you not being able to have that opportunity this year. But at the same time, you know, you had the chance to coach him, and although you don't have the All-Star with him, you know that that's something that he had earned and that you had earned and that will make you feel good at some point.
Yeah, we kind of keep talking about those things. I mean, we don't like to belabor the point anymore. I mean, the senior kids all around every school in the state have taken some hard shots this year. I mean, other things that they miss, you know, graduations and such. And Joe, my kid was a two-time state qualifier in the triple jump, and you know, trying to make it back this year would have been a another try to get on the podium and things like such. So. Those are just things that everybody had to go through, you know. It's tough, but, you know, in light of things, you know, you start being thankful and so thankful for what they have accomplished. And, you know, I mean, because there's many kids that don't even get a chance to do what they get to do and are blessed with. And it's as other kids, maybe they're looking at these All-Star kids and saying, I wish I could be like you, but I'm not. And, you know, that's why, you know, we play for the Children's Hospital and things like such. So you can appreciate what the good Lord's given you, you know, and it's So yet you take it, you know, and you go with it, and people have taken things away from you, but you still got a lot of things going on, and many of these kids are going to go on to have another chance to play in college and do things like that. So keep looking forward. Doesn't pay to look behind, otherwise you run into a brick wall, you know. So I guess those are old sayings that people tell you, and keep looking forward.
We're talking to Dennis Gatel. Excuse me, Doug. Let me just reset. Talking to Dennis Gatel, head football coach at Marshfield, and was to be the head football coach for the North Large schools in the All-Star game. Doug?
Yeah, Mike. I think, Dennis, you also had a couple assistant coaches on your staff that also were going to have sons play in this All-Star game. So the disappointment runs even deeper for them.
Yes, sir.
Dennis, do you have your staff handy where you could announce the names of your coaching staff?
Yes, I sure do. I had two men from my staff here at Marshall. Randy Hartwig was going to be our O-line coach. He's my O-line coach here. And Brian Brandt is our running back coach here, and he's kind of my booth guy. We work offense together. Then another guy who had a son that was going to play, so he's a dude right from my part of the world here in Medford, Wisconsin, Teddy Wilson. He was going to coach the D-line, and his son was a stud linebacker this year and fullback in Wisconsin. And another guy that was going to coach linebackers was Dan Barutha from Lakeland Union High School. He didn't have a son playing, but he's a good dude, and just first time I've met the guy. And then Matt Hintz from over at Hortonville. We're going to be in the same league now next year, so that was going to be kind of fun to coach with him. I'm going to miss those kind of things because you could have, you know, talked about the league and how we're going to handle things moving forward. And then another guy, who really a good friend from a long time, and we spent the last few summers heading to North Dakota State and going to camps out there, Steve Young from Nina. He's got a son playing who's going to go play at North Dakota State. Great guy, fun as heck to be with, and those are things we're going to miss just because that, you know, we get to be just running at a camp and looking at our kids and talking about things, but we could have got to actually coach together. And I actually coached against Steve here back when he was at Wausau East up in our league in the Valley. And then Nick Bramer was a coach for Steve at Nina. He was going to coach D-backs as well. Then I was just going to coach the quarterbacks, and I was just really getting excited to coach quarterbacks because the one kid that was one of the guys that we played against, and he was really a super athlete, and wanted to get a chance to coach him. So,
hey Tom, you know, with Dennis talking about that opportunity one more time to coach his son, and I know you had talked a little bit about that a couple of minutes ago, but that part for me, you know, I the opportunity to coach my son in basketball when he was in high school, that part is just, that's got to be almost heartbreaking more for you because you know what a great experience that was for you guys.
It was a great experience, and you know, it's interesting, you know, how the other players at, you know, on the All-Star team, how they react to that. You know, they kind of know, okay, well, that's TC's dad is the coach, you know, and I probably went out of my way a little bit to show no favoritism towards my son during the week. You know, same time, it was very special. And there was a lot of things that were sort of unsaid between TC and I. But, you know, we could just look at each other at various times during the week. And you just knew that he was digging it and I was digging it. And we had the time of our life.
Hey Dennis, one of the stories that Tom told me back then that was just really cool was after the game was over, and this is maybe a couple of weeks or a month after, there was a bunch of guys at his house that slept over, and they all started coming upstairs, and these were all guys from the All-Star game, from a month prior to that, and these were guys that, you know, TC probably wasn't friends with before that All-Star game, and that's the kind of stuff I think, and certainly the money being raised for Children's Wisconsin are the two parts that I think you and your son will have missed out on more than anything.
That's a huge thing that you miss out on. I can recall back right now that I, you know, ended up after that game, we, myself and I think three other guys all went to lacrosse to play football together, and we all had really great times, and they all stuck it out just like, you know, I did for the 4 and 5 years that we were there. So those are things that, my gosh, you don't get a chance to ever go over and do again. But that meeting of dudes, another cool story is a guy that was my roommate at the Shrine game. I mean, this is just talking now maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago. He became a helicopter pilot in his choice of line of work. And all of a sudden I see a man on the TV being interviewed here in Marshfield about the Marshfield helicopter pilots and things like that. And I look at it, and here it is, Pete Peterson. That's a name that I ain't going to ever forget. It's an easy one to remember. But this guy's on the TV, and here it is. He's the guy who was my roommate in the Shrine game. I immediately found a clinic, and I called the clinic and found his number and got a hold of him. And we met, you know, just like 6, 7 years ago. He came to my house here in Marshfield, and we sat around and had a Coca-Cola watching some football and talking the old days. That's amazing. Oh, stuff that happens, the people you meet. And that, go back to Tom's statement, though, I've got to keep remembering this, about the subtle looks from your son, and that you don't even talk to each other and you know what everybody's thinking. That's kind of like my son and I, my whole, our relationship with each other. It's on the football field or just here at the house. You know, you look at each other and you know what each other's thinking, and you go from there. So it's kind of a unique thing. I'm sure it's a father-son thing, but it's pretty cool, and I would have loved to have seen that stuff, even though he was going to play D back here, which is what he's going to play in college. So I wouldn't have got a chance to coach him as a quarterback again, because, you know, he played that last year here for us. But just to be with him one more time would have been really cool and special. And his mom's a even bigger fan than I am of him, and she would have been missing out on this stuff too, you know. Because she makes things roll around here. I get that. And Joey listens to her a lot more than me. So,
go ahead. And guys, we know, Tom knows this, you know this, and I know this, that when your son's mom and your wife is not happy with how you're coaching or talking to that boy during the game, after the game, you know, I know I got some of that. I know for sure, because I know Mrs. Swiddle, that Coach Swiddle got a little of that every once in a while. And Dennis, I'm sure that you did as well. I don't know if you had to sleep on the couch as much as me and Swiddle did every once in a while, but you know, that happens. Hey, Dennis, before we let you go, next year for Marshfield, if everything gets going, how do you feel your team next year is going to be?
You know, we'll have a solid team again. You know, we're a team that kind of, hopefully we're this far along in our careers that we have a rebuilding program, not a reloading program, not a rebuilding program. And we should be pretty decent. You know, we'll have some spots to fill in, but we got a nice line coming back, and that's the major issue with every high school in the state of Wisconsin. So we'll be pretty decent. I'm not promising world championships, but we'll be pretty decent. And I just want to tell you, Mike, yep. I'm sorry, got to give you a big shout out. You are the biggest hero up here in Marshfield and all over northern Wisconsin with the Around the Corner show, man. You got fans all over. I can't believe you guys came up and did our deal here. There are more mothers and people that I know from my back in hometown calling up and saying how cool it was that you guys were here and did a little spot in Marshfield. So thanks a lot for that.
Oh, you're welcome, Dennis. And a lot of the grandmothers, you can't believe how hot I am with women 75 and over. That is my sweet spot, Dennis, right there with that Around the Corner show.
Hey,
Dennis, one thing that Doug and we had talked with Chad Hansen about, you know, they're going to offer you and your staff the chance to be the head football coach for the All-Star game for the North Large team next year as well. What's your thought on that?
You know, I'm going to sit here, and right now I'm going to have to say it's not as good as it was. How's that?
Yep, that's okay.
Just because the sun's not going to be there, we're going to be whatever. The thrill of it might not be there. I love,
sure,
and I'm so appreciative of Coach Sarver and all the stuff that those people do. They made being a head coach really, really easy, I guess is what I want to say. The stuff that they did and had in hand and gave to me to make things happen was super. And anybody that'll take over the head job and wants to do that stuff, they're going to have an easy time with what Coach Sarver and what everybody's doing. So that was not any issue. But I would just say that not having, you know, my son play in it might be a little bit of a deterrent. How's that? I don't know what the rest of the guys might do. Yeah.
Dennis, I love that answer because for me, if you're not going to be as passionate, then, you know, let the next guy who's going to be as passionate as you were for this year, let him do that next year. And I think that's wonderful. Hey, it's great. Next time I come through Marshfield, I'm going to look you up and, you know, you and I will hang out a little bit, man. That's awesome. I appreciate the kind words on Around the Corner. Thank you for that.
Good burger joints that you might want to make another round the corner on. How's that?
You got it.
Spots we can go out to eat.
I look forward to that. Dennis, thank you so much. Dennis Gatel, head football coach at Marshfield, and get to a break. Other side of the break, head football coach from Kenosha Indian Trail is going to join us. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, a couple of co-hosts today, Tom Swiddle and Doug Sarver. Our next guest, head football coach at Kenosha Indian Trail, he's Jim Kennessy. Hey, Jim, how you doing? Are you there?
I'm doing... Are me?
Yes, yep.
Wonderful. Hi, Jim.
Good. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, the same question I've asked these other guys. When you found out that for sure that the All-Star game was canceled personally, how did that affect you?
Yeah, well, it was a tough news to hear. I was saddened, mostly for the players, right? Because that's an opportunity that those kids earned, and they're never going to get that chance again. So really, I felt sorry for them. I did my best to try to deliver the news as soft as I could, and just really make sure that I appreciated their efforts in fundraising and just their enthusiasm leading up to the game, even though it was a little short lived, but. At the same time that the kids handled it in stride, really good group of kids that I had a brief opportunity to work with, sure.
Hey, Jim, Tom Swiddle. I want to just take an opportunity to congratulate you and the honor of being the head coach and thank you for all the work that you've done. And do you have any impressions from your experience? Again, it was short-lived. You didn't get a chance to go to camp and really get a chance to meet these kids. But, does anything stand out to you that you've learned about yourself, your team, your coaching staff during this short experience?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom. The first thing from day one that really stood out to me is the quality of kid and the quality of athletes we have playing football in Wisconsin. Almost for everyone I reached out to, you could tell that they were, motivated, hardworking, very respectful kids. So, from that aspect, not that I thought we had thought any different, but it still surprised me. It was disappointing a little bit, right, that we're not able to finish the game, but that over everything else really stood out the most. And I was also very appreciative of the short work that I was able to do with different coaches around the southern part of the state. Community, and it was a great opportunity to work with guys that I wouldn't have otherwise had a chance to work with. So that also was very stood out to me as something that I really appreciated.
We are talking to Jim Kennessy. He's the head football coach at Kenosha Indian Trail, and he was to be the head coach for the South Large team for the All-Star game. Hey, Doug, when you get a chance to have guys the guys that we've talked to with Chad and Glenn and Dennis and now Jim, these are guys that are fully invested in making sure that these kids had a great experience as part of this All-Star game. It's difficult to have that conversation when you had to make the call to these guys to say, hey, look, we've done everything we can, because you know firsthand, as Tom does, you know, the excitement and the amount of work that they had already put in. Those are difficult calls for you, I would imagine.
Well, they sure are, Mike. We stay in touch by email quite a bit, or text. We also had a Zoom meeting when we suspended the game at first. You know, one of the things for me through these All-Star games through the years, the amount of coaches that I get to know and meet, and Jim I've known for a long time, and most of the head coaches, I've met them before through football. So those experiences are you know, I'm not going to meet the coaches this year, but maybe I'll meet many of them again next year. And, hey, Jim, I just wanted to ask you if you wanted to give your staff a shout-out.
Yeah, sure. So really great staff. And my offensive coordinator was going to be Matt Kimmis over at DeForest. And then we had Jim and Sean Crowley from New Berlin Eisenhower. Those guys were going to help. One, Jim was going to be on the offensive side of the ball, and Sean was going to be on the defensive side of the ball. Guys, if I screwed that up, then I'm sorry. We had Rob Van Dyke. So Rob coaches with me over at Indian Trail. He was going to work with our wide receivers. Hank Johnson over at Delavan Darien. He was going to help us out with actually, I'm sorry, Rob was going to do running backs. Hank was going to do wide receivers for us. And then we're going to also work with Brian Shreddle over at Racing Case, and he was going to help coordinate the defense over with us. So those guys did tremendous work. You know, obviously staying in touch with 46 kids is very difficult. So, you know, we divided it up, and, you know, we made sure that, you know, everyone had a role to play, and those guys did a tremendous job.
Hey, Tom, when Jim talks about that part of it, trying to keep in contact with all of those kids and to divide it with some of the staff that he had, how difficult, do you remember back, how difficult was that for you to keep in contact with that many kids?
Well, it's funny. The first time that I coached in the game was 2007, and I did stuff, by I sent letters out in 2007, believe it or not. It wasn't quite the email. You know, the texting thing, you know, wasn't what it is today. So it was a little bit more difficult in 2007. In 2016, obviously it was much easier. You know, we had the coaches, really the way I set it up was their position coach that group. So when information needed to go out, the position coach was the one who was doing that. So it was much easier in 2016 than it was in 2007, I'll tell you.
No doubt. Hey, Jim, before we let you go, Kenosha Indian Trail, what does it look like for you guys in that tough football conference? Everything gets going, hopefully, on time. How do you feel about your team coming back?
Yeah, I mean, we're just focused on getting better every day. You know, we're making our adjustments that we need to make sure we're doing what we can to be there for the kids in these, like, really unprecedented times. And then, you know, also making sure we're giving them avenues to make, you know, to make sure that they stay focused both on school and also on, you know, on their workouts. You know, we have talent coming back. You know, it's a process. Every year is a little bit different. And, you know, we feel like we can be competitive, but, you know, it just comes down to getting better every single day and, you know, making sure that, you know, we build that family and that unity with our team.
You got it. Jim, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, Tom's feeling it, Doug's feeling it, certainly I'm feeling it. You know, feel bad for you guys and those players and that staff and the families of those kids that they're not going to be able to be part of you know, a really great week. As Doug said, it's a, it's his favorite week of the year. And, you know, none of us will never ask for 2020 back again. I have that feeling. So, Jim, thank you so much. Head football coach at Kenosha Indian Trail. It's good talking to you. Have a good day and have a good summer.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Thanks, Jim.
We're going to get to a break. So we've talked with the small school coaches and the large school coaches. Well, you know what? We're not going to forget about the eight-man. You know, those guys, I'll tell you what, they're every bit as disappointed as these guys. And we will talk to the two coaches that were to be the head coaches for the All-Star game on the eight-man teams. We'll talk to them on the other side of the break. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coach Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin, Doug Sarver, Tom Swiddle, I'm Mike McGivern. We're now talking to the eight-man coach who is going to be the head football coach for the North eight-man for the All-Star game. He is the head coach at Mercer Butternut. He is Matt Shaneman. Hey, Matt, how you doing today?
I am great. How are you guys doing down in Hale Corners?
Man, we are doing really well. Appreciate your time. Hey, Shane, the same question I started with every one of the coaches. You personally, when you got the news that this game, All-Star game, was going to be canceled, how did that, what did that do to you personally?
It's been a rough year with how schools, sports were all kind of put on hold with the COVID. I've got a daughter that was an outstanding track athlete, and This was kind of another gut blow for our senior class and our seniors in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and that certainly, Matt, has come out with some of the feedback that he has gotten once the announcement was made, and that's what everybody said. You know, it's just one more thing on top of the end of the school year, no spring season, and now no All-Star game. That came through loud and clear.
Yes, definitely did.
Hey, Matt, you know, we've talked to the coaches with the small schools and with the large schools. Now, on the eight-man, and being from Mercer Butternut, were you able to get together with your coaches? And can you talk a little bit about the process of what coaches you had on your staff and what they were going to be doing? I think people that down in this neck of the woods that don't understand the eight-man game all that much, if we could talk a little bit about, you guys go about your business the same way the other coaches do, I'm sure, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I'm proud to say I had an outstanding staff that's coming up this year. Ryan Parston from Siren High School, Dan Gilbertson from Clayton High School, Grant Ross from Wasaki, and Scott Worth from Phillips. And you know, as far as our goals, you know, as soon as we get our staff together, we really start planning for this game. But it's a collective effort, game planning, getting our players together. And Eight-Man North is really something special. And as a Eight-Man North, we take pride in this game every year and our involvement and what we're doing for children's and the experiences that we give to our players.
Hey, Doug. You know, I know that over the years with eight-man, WFC has really put a lot of attention and made sure that people understand, you know, how important the eight-man is, not only to the schools, but to the state of Wisconsin and the high school football in the state in general. And I think that, you know, WFCA has done a great job of making sure that we keep eight-man football out in front of people. And by having that game, that All-Star game included a couple of years ago, I think was a really important step for everybody involved in eight-man.
Yeah, Mike, the WIA now recognizes a true state champion in eight-player football, and that has helped grow the sport. Along with the WFCA putting on an eight-player All-Star game. There's 49 eight-player teams that are going to participate this fall, and we expect that to grow even further.
Yeah, I should call it eight player, because I think there are some schools, and Matt, you can help me with this, that have girls that play, correct?
You are correct. In the past, we've played against some heck of female athletes that were really able to bring the wood, per se.
Have you always coached eight player, or were you coaching 11 at one point?
You know, I've had the opportunity to coach 11 man throughout the state of Wisconsin, back to my days in Racine, Lakeland Union, and up in the UP. So the transition to eight man has been something exciting. I love the game. And regardless, it is football. It is, you know, tackling, blocking, and it's quite the game, and something exciting for the state of Wisconsin as we move forward.
Hey, Coach, a little bit different area living in Mercer and Butternut than Racine, right?
It is definitely a difference. Love the Northwoods. It's something that I would recommend anyone that needs a breather, come to the Northwoods and get some clean air.
Hey, because when you said, hey, how's it going in Hill's Corners, I was taken back. I didn't, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, man, a guy from Mercer Butternut area knows about Hill's Corners, but your time in Racine, not too far from Hill's Corners. Hey, Coach, can one of the things that we've talked about throughout the show is the fact that the fundraising that your kids do and everybody that's involved in this game and the money that give back to Children's Wisconsin, you know, because of the game, nobody knew if the game for sure was going to happen, and the fundraising is down a little bit, and we're encouraging people to still get involved in and donate some money so that the money that we give as a WFCA can still be strong for Children's Wisconsin. Were you guys having some success on the fundraising side?
Absolutely. You know, I'm lucky enough to have high school coaches within the North that are really behind this game and really see the importance of the fundraising for Children's Hospital or Children's Wisconsin. It's helping out kids that need help. You know, we're lucky enough to play this game, lucky enough to be involved in this game, and these are kids that really just need a little bit of extra help, and money is can provide some opportunities for them.
Hey, Tom, I you love that answer, because it's almost the same answer that you've given me over the years when it comes to the fundraising side for Children's Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely. And I can say, you know, my association with the game really began in 2007, the first year I had the opportunity to be the head coach for the South and being involved in the game. And since then, capacities, I can tell you the North has more than held its own in terms of the fundraising in this event. The North has been very, very good in terms of what they've done with fundraising through the years. And Matt, I know that's something that you and your coaching staff were in constant contact with your players about.
Absolutely. You know, it's as soon as we get our roster set, we start talking with these young men weekly. Sometimes coaches, we talk on a daily basis about this game and what we're doing and why we're doing it and the importance of this long-term for these people that we're helping out.
We are talking to Matt Shaneman. He is the head football coach for Mercer Butternut. Hey, Doug, have you had a chance over the years to watch much of the eight-player game? Because I have with doing that Around the Corner show that I do with my brother, I've had a chance to get involved a little bit with the eight-player game, and it's a really fun, exciting game to watch.
Well, my first experience watching an eight-player game was Don Kinzier, who is the eight-player liaison for the state, sent me a tape, and I watched that film, and then we had the All-Star games, and I was able to watch an eight-player game there. And then last year, we were able to attend, Dan Brunner and I and Tony Biolo and I think John Hope, were able to attend the WIA championship game for eight-player football. So we've watched quite a bit of eight-player in the last few years, and really we've incorporated it down here in the South in some of our youth leagues. So it's starting to pick up, and where there's opportunity to play eight-player because maybe the numbers aren't up, it has really saved football.
Hey, Matt, we're going to have Brandon Wise, the coach from Belmont, who's going to be the South 8-player coach for the All-Star game on next year. Any smack talk you want us to throw at him? You're you thought you guys would be favored by 2 touchdowns in this game, something like that?
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, I was really excited about our team. We were big, we were fast, we were explosive, and definitely would have brought it to the South. So go North, and you know, I gotta keep it clean for the young kids and radio. But you know, it's in the end, it's all on the field that we can talk smack all we want.
Man, you know those Racine boys, they can talk a little smack. You can take the boy out of Racine, but you cannot take the Racine out of the boy. He is Matt Shaneman. He head football coach Mercer Butternut on the 8-player side. Hey, Matt, how does the team look for this upcoming season for Mercer Butternut?
You know, we're in a very unique situation. I created this program from a school that did not have football 5 years ago. So we're in a true growth type mindset. You know, we're competitive, going against some great programs that have transitioned from 11-man down to 8-man. So, you know, the only thing for sure is that there's going to be a kickoff Friday night, and 2 teams are going to play, and one's going to have more points at the end of the night.
And it doesn't get much more basic than that. How was the community? Have they come out and backed your team in this idea of having the kids in their communities get a chance to play football? Have they've helped you with that?
Absolutely. You know, being in a small town is something special, where the community, we are truly their team, and they back us everything from mowing the lawns to helping paint the fields to fundraising. And, you know, in these tough times, you know, they've still come out and helped us out financially, and they're just as excited for a football season, just like our players are. So great things coming in 2020.
You know, win a few games and you might get free haircuts, right? Hoosiers, man. That didn't happen much here in Milwaukee or Racine, but maybe up at Mercer Butternut. Hey, Matt, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, and we feel bad. If you've heard any of the show, I know that Coach Swiddle and Coach Sarver, more than anybody, you know, feel just really bad for your players and your staff and for you personally. And certainly good luck with the 8-player league and the 8-player team that you have up at Mercer Butternut this coming season.
Thank you very much, and you guys have a great day.
You got it. Matt Shaneman. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Brandon Wise, who's the head coach at Belmont, he was going to be the South coach, and hopefully he was listening on 105.7 FM, fanoradio.com, and he heard Matt Shaneman say, I think he said 3 touchdowns is what they were favored by. We'll get to that on the other side of the break. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, Bill Michaels here. Catch the Bill Michaels Show weekdays 10 to 2 right here on The Fan. In this time of differences, our shows are more than just sports. Our shows are about life, and our shows are about you. We are The Fan. Hashtag we are listening.
Hey, grilling season is here in Wisconsin, and Schulze Family Farms beef has the mouthwatering meats your grill and family deserve. The Schulze family has been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbird, Wisconsin for 3 generations. A wide variety of steaks, roasts, ground beef, and even tasty beef snacks is just a mouse click away at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. You can sign up for a recurring delivery subscription based upon your preferences. And your shipment is going to be packed on dry ice and arrive at your doorstep in just a few days. Or you can order a customized curated box. That's a great way to try their awesome beef before making a commitment to a subscription. What could be better? The next time you think of great beef, think of Schulze Family Beef. High-quality, pasture-raised beef from the Wisconsin family farm to your family table. So place your order at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. Now, due to high demand, some orders may be on a short back order. So make sure you check out their website for availability. That's Schulze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, FamilyBeef.com.
When you've been around for over 50 years and have been doing things the right way, there comes a time when you need to add to the team. Gene Wagner Plumbing is looking for an experienced plumber to join their team. An opportunity like this does not come around very often. Go work for a leader in the industry that treats their employees like their customers, always with dignity and respect. Is it time to go to work with a team you can be proud of? That's Gene Wagner Plumbing. Call 414-541-9217 for more details. That's 414-541-9217.
You have heard the name Adam Deputy, and by now know that no one is better to work with for first-time homebuyers, refinancing, or for those looking to upgrade from your present home. But what you may not know is the work he is doing with Homes for Heroes. If you're a nurse, a teacher, a firefighter, a police officer, EMT, or part of the military, Adam can get you a deep discount when you work with him. For more information, call Adam, 262-901-1429, or check him out at AdamDeputy.com. Adam Deputy, NMLS, 250217. GSF Mortgage is an equal housing lender. GSF Mortgage, NMLS, 1018.
During these challenging times, I'm Listening Daily is here to end the stigma of talking about mental health. Here's Lizzo on how she deals with her mental health issues.
Hey, it's Lizzo. When I opened up about my mental health episode, I feel like in the moment I was really upset with myself because I do have a really good support system and I have a lot of friends and I have a lot of family that are willing to always be there for me. But I think a part of my sadness is that I kind of get stuck inside of it and I don't know how to reach out. I could sit and talk to my bestest friend in the whole wide world. I could talk to my mom. I could talk to a therapist, but it's not going to rewire my emotions. And I think that's the scariest and worst part about depression and sadness and anxiety is that it's in your body. You know, there's nothing external that can change it.
Let's end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find out more at imlistening.org.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern. Our local Pick and Save stores just keep making our lives better. And now, they're making shopping even easier. They know how busy you are, and because of that, you can order your groceries at pickandsave.com or on their app for same-day delivery or pickup. That's right, Pick and Save now delivers. So shop online and choose a time for pickup or delivery as soon as today, and enjoy all the time you're saving. You can't beat that. Pickandsave.com for more information. Thanks, Pick and Save.
Getting engaged has changed. Used to be the guy picked out an engagement ring he liked, hoping she'd like it too. Today, the future bride will simply text pictures of exactly what she wants to her man, who smartly texts them to us. The jewelry center then gives them options between traditionally mined and lab-grown diamonds, then custom makes their engagement ring. No extra charge.
One text for what's next.
The Jewelry Center. Three Milwaukee locations.
For the most fun in motorsports, tune in to the Final Inspection Show today at noon. It's a lively two-hour tour through the world of NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, and more. That's the Final Inspection Show today at noon, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host Tom Swiddle, and Doug Sarver. Our last guest, he is Brandon Wise. He's the head football coach at Belmont. He was to be head football coach for the South 8-player game for the All-Star game. Coach Brandon, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, I've asked all the other coaches, and I got to ask you the same thing personally. When you found out that the All-Star game officially was canceled, how did that make you feel?
You know, I think, you know, it's certainly heartbreaking. I know a lot of the seniors were looking forward to another opportunity to finish up their high school career. And we, as a coaching staff, wanted to give that to them. So, you know, it's hard. You know, to receive that information that the game's not going to take place, especially, you know, how big of a game this is and the great job that Children's Wisconsin and WFCA do. So, yeah, it's heartbreaking, and my heart does go out to all the seniors.
Coach, when you connected with your players, what kind of immediate feedback did you get from them?
Yeah, to be honest, I felt like our team hit it off from the get-go, and so did our staff. Actually, when we had our meeting in March, we had went too long. We were told we needed to finish our meeting, and I think that just, you know, says volumes to how our staff and how our players connected in that short amount of time. And so we obviously were excited about getting on the field this July.
Hey, Brandon, we had talked to some of the other coaches, you know, the importance of this All-Star game. There's a number of things that are very important.
with it. And you know, one being the kids get a chance to meet players from other schools and the coaches get to get together. But the tie-in with Children's of Wisconsin Children's Hospital is the part that most of these kids and these coaches walk away from that week going, wow, you know, that part of us giving back to the community and how important that hospital is to our state of Wisconsin. How are you guys doing fundraising? And you would you agree that that was to be one of the biggest parts of the week?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was powerful. We heard that message from a family in that March meeting. And I think all of us, from our coaches to our players, have had someone in our lives that have, you know, needed that opportunity from Children's Wisconsin. So, you know, I'm proud of the efforts from my players, their families, and my coaching staff for, you know, really seeing the big picture with this game as well.
Hey, Doug, I know that you've had a chance to talk to all these guys, and we've asked the other coaches about their staffs, and you'll ask Brandon about his staff as well, but you know, the fact that this thing officially is now done, and it doesn't matter whoever we're talking to from whatever part of the state, they all have this common, it's the common goal and the common message, and that is, boy, I feel really bad for these seniors.
Yeah, again, the seniors did have some hope that they could at least end their final year with the All-Star game, and that's been pulled out from them now. So everybody understands the disappointment. Brandon is new to the game this year, but he has a couple coaches on his staff that this year that would have been their second or third time coaching the game, and actually they were head coaches, so he had some experience there, and they can draw back from that. But for Brandon, it was his first time, so he'll get the opportunity to make a decision whether he wants to coach again next year. And Brandon, if you would like to give a shout out to your staff at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, Doug, I felt like our staff, you know, we had a top-notch staff, and I'm sure as many of the other coaches felt that way as well. You know, I feel like our staff, we hit it off from the beginning with, you know, Coach Micklig from Newman Catholic. He was going to be our offense coordinator, very talented offense coordinator. I was excited about, you know, what he could bring to the field. Matt McKinley, you know, a guy who's on my staff here. He's went through us taking over the program and building it. And so, he's a guy that he's kind of my right-hand man. He would have been our defense coordinator. Coach Rickert from Oakfield, phenomenal head coach, has been an eight-player game for a while and has had a lot of success. And then our last coach on our staff is Coach Kinster from Wisconsin Heights, very talented defensive back coach. And you know, the unique part about our staff is we all met in very competitive games throughout the course of this past season. And so, you know, I think that's what makes this game special, is where, you know, we could put that competitiveness into a new direction where we could use that to, you know, put together this team that we felt very, very confident in.
Hey, Brandon, I don't know if you had a chance to hear the interview we did with Matt Shaneman, but he said you let Brandon know that, you know, we were probably, the North Side was probably a 14-point favorite in that game.
You know, I knew the competitiveness, you know, was going to start from the minute Coach, you know, Matt and I had met in January at the banquets, and you know, I knew we were going to have a lot of fun with this. You know, for us in the eight-player South, you know, geographically, the makeup of our team is interesting because we have some guys that are on the edge of the North team there, and so I knew going into this that this, you know, it was an opportunity for us to prove ourselves, and you know, we, like you said, we felt, you know, very good with our lineup, you know, from, you know, guys that were selected on All-Star or All-Star team this past year and even their junior year. So, you know, we certainly were confident to be able to match anything that they had put out there.
Attaboy, Brandon.
Well, not only the point spread, but the over and under for the eight-man game.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of points that get scored in that.
Hey, I heard it was about 140 was what the over-under was. So, and I was thinking the over because I know that offensive coordinator Brandon had, he's running that thing up. So,
Mike, quick story. The first time I ever talked to a coach, an eight-man coach, and he told me it was like you said, like 71 to, you know, 60 or something like that. And I said, geez, you got to fire your defensive coordinator. You know, holy cow.
That's awesome. Hey, Tom, we had talked during the week that this was going to be a difficult show for us. This is always a celebration show that we are just, everybody's fired up and we're talking about the kids on our roster and we can't wait to coach this kid and that kid, and that it was going to be a difficult show, but we needed to do this show to highlight and promote Brandon and Matt and all these other coaches that had, you know, they had agreed to do this and to highlight the kids and say, hey, we're so sorry. But there wasn't anything that we could do. So we got through it, Tom. I appreciate your willingness to allow us to do this show. And, Doug, thank you so much for joining us so that we could just do what we normally do this week, and that is continue to talk about the All-Star Game. And I want to say it one last time. If you're used to donating to this because you like what the WFCA does, you know what? Don't stop because we can't play the game this year. Don't not donate because of that. Because Children's Wisconsin can still use your help. You heard Christine talk that this is a really tough time. This is a tough year for them. So please do that. Tom, thank you so much. Brandon, thanks a lot. Good luck next year with the eight-player game with your Belmont team.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Doug and Tom, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Next time we do this, really hoping we're in studio together. You know, and that way we can, I don't need to keep cutting everybody off, and I apologize for that. Tom, thank you very much. Doug, well done today.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thanks, Doug.
This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.